We begin today's show, though, with a look at the intersection of two worlds that are often in the headlines here in Central California, technology and agriculture. It's peak harvest time throughout Central California. Crews are picking crops like peaches, grapes, and almonds. And this season, some growers are having a hard time finding enough workers for harvest. There just aren't enough people who want to work the 500,000 farm labor jobs in California. And as FM89's Ezra David Romero reports, the ag world is looking to robots to fill this gap.
Let's face it, farmers are usually slow to change their practices for a couple reasons. Change usually comes with a high price tag. A new tractor can cost $500,000. And farmers want to minimize risk by only investing in things that have been successfully tested and in the end don't reduce profits. But robots are slowly changing that perspective.
At the end of the day, robots can go into really harsh environments where people really don't want to work. And in turn, it'll create new jobs, like the people that are actually maintaining the robots, the people that are actually programming the robots. It'll bring a whole different facet of labor pool.
That's Jason Vazzano with the Fresno company Electric Motor Shop and Supply. He outfits basic robots with parts for farmers across the region. He's opening a little box at their downtown Fresno office and warehouse. Inside is a small plastic square sensor that can be attached to a machine or robot.
So here we have like photo eyes, photo sensors and stuff like that, so it tells presence, no presence. This one in particular is infrared. It's just looking for bounce back of light from the product.
Vazzano says the growers he works with usually approach him with a specific need, ranging from a machine that sorts fruit to robots that can tell whether an individual piece of fruit is ripe using infrared technology. Ryan Jacobson with the Fresno County Farm Bureau says Silicon Valley's increased interest in farm robotics in places like the Central Valley couldn't have come at a more perfect time. He says as harvest ramps up, there's going to be a need for more laborers to pick crops.
There's just not the supply of individuals that there used to be. We talk about the ag economy, it's robust. It's obviously grown over the years in California. There's just less hands to do these jobs, particularly during that peak season.
Jacobson says he'd like to see robots invented that can pick stone fruit like peaches right off the tree. A company called Abundant Robotics in the Bay Area is working on just that, but for apples. The robot can tell if an apple is ripe or not, and if it is, then its suction arm picks it. Jacobson says finding a way for robots to pick tree fruit as well as people do is important because the seasonal laborer workforce can vary in size. Around 40% of the nation's ag workforce are employed by fruit and nut farms.
I can't underestimate when we talk about this technology. It's very cool, very futuristic, very opportunistic as far as what we may be able to do within the ag industry. Fact of the matter is it's also very expensive.
Jacobson says the high cost is what's preventing robots from being used across the valley. A simple robot can cost anywhere from a couple $1,000s to a more complex robot at $100,000 to $500,000. Meanwhile, the lettuce industry is already using robots to their advantage. Silicon Valley startup Blue River Technology has come up with a seed and spray machine that can do the work of 20 workers. At one time, the cost for a robot like this was several $100,000, but it's decreased in cost as new models came out. That sound is the machine being pulled over rows of lettuce in the Salinas Valley. Matt Keeley with the company says they teach the robotic tractor attachment by showing it hundreds of photos and videos.
We've given the machine the ability to learn, so it uses vision technology to see what's in the field, and then it uses what we'll call artificial intelligence to decide what to do when it can't do it perfectly, which is very much like a human brain.
To guarantee a crop, farmers overplant lettuce. The machine decides on its own what seedlings to kill with a fertilizer spray in order to leave enough room for the lettuce to grow. Keeley says this tech was born after the lettuce industry approached his company to address a growing problem.
That problem was a shortage of labor for doing things like thinning of a lettuce crop. Lee and Jorge took that on and said, hey, I think we can solve this problem and went about creating some lettuce thinners.
There are also other lettuce thinners on the market being tested, as well as melon pickers, orange pickers, and grapevine pruners. But even though there are labor issues in the region, it's not like farmers are racing to replace their workers with robots. Here's Jason Vazzano with Electric Motor Shop and Supply.
Agriculture as a whole, for robotics, from my perspective and what I've seen so far, it's coming real soon. But it's going to be a long period of time before robots are even more prevalent than human laborers.
Fasano says the large-scale rollout of robots on farms is years out. And even though the idea of robots replacing workers is slowly becoming a reality, the widespread acceptance of robots operating on farms is going to take some convincing. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.